guys. Happy Monday. Welcome back to another episode of Soulful Living with Megs. As always, it is so great to have you here back for another episode. Thank you so much for taking the time to spend a moment of connection with me today, whether you are tuning in on your way to work, on your way home from work, on a little walk, while you're exercising, whatever it is, I really, really appreciate it. I'm so grateful for you as always, and I will always remind you of that. I don't really have a lot of updates for you guys this week, aside from the fact that as you're listening to this, the past Saturday, I had a little housewarming party with a few of my friends, and it was so fun. I love being a little host. I kind of went above and beyond with the snacks, and I'm hoping that as I'm recording this a day prior to the housewarming, I'm hoping that it all gets eaten because I do not want junk food in my house. It needs to be gone out of my house after tomorrow, but I spoiled us and I'm so excited to have a little get together and play games. And I bought this new game. I don't know if you guys have ever played Coup before. It's spelled C-O-U-P. I think it's a dystopian game and very much about perception, and you can basically lie the whole time if you'd like. Anyway, it's really fun. I play with my family. That's how I got introduced to the game, and I'm hoping that we'll play tomorrow. We'll see, but I'm so excited for it, and I'm hoping that as you're listening to this, it was a success and everybody got to come and just to have a fun time together. I'm really looking forward to it. And I'm really excited to dive into today's topic. It's been on my mind for the last little bit, and I didn't really know how to formulate a script for this episode or really put into words exactly how I was feeling, but I think I got it down. I'm really excited to share it with you, so let's get into it. I wanted to talk about what happens when the thing that you've done for the majority of your life, let's say, maybe even the thing that you have been most known for, is suddenly no longer your main focus. And this can be for a variety of different reasons, whether you've taken a step back from a particular sport, a creative passion, or any long-term commitment. This episode is for you, and it's very personal to me. I feel like I'm living through this currently, and I want to remind you that throughout today's episode, I really want you to take whatever resonates with you and kindly leave the rest out. Today is for you to be reminded that you aren't alone in these feelings. And as I said just a second ago, this has been on my mind the last little bit. It's very prevalent in my current reality. Actually, within the last 2 years. So I figured it was really nice to talk about it just because I am still currently experiencing it. And I can kind of tap into a more personal side for you just to get detailed with it and to hopefully give you maybe some perspective, but also some comfort knowing that, you know, I go through these things too. So you absolutely aren't alone. But just to give you some context, for those of you who don't really know, I have been dancing for as long as I can remember, probably since I was 5. And honestly, it was the thing that I did from when I was 5 years old up until I was, let's say, 24, 25. I did it every single week, every single year. There were really no breaks aside from summer break and like winter holidays break. And most of the time, I really loved the fact that I was dancing. And I was dancing all the time. It was what made me excited every single day. I was really looking forward to training. And then most importantly to me, performing on stage. That was a really big deal for me. And, you know, while I absolutely loved it, sometimes I really hated going to class. Sometimes I didn't like not being able to make concrete weekend plans with my friends to travel somewhere overnight because the excuse, not even the excuse because it was my life, but I was always dancing. That was always a reason why I couldn't do something because I was dancing. And you know what? Sometimes I was so sore and I was so tired that I really just didn't want to go. But despite all of that, to come with it. I feel like that comes with a lot of different sports that people play. It was such a constant in my life. And it was kind of the only constant aside from change, but it was always prevalent. And it was always the one thing that I had that literally nobody could take away from me. It was something that was so close to my heart. And it is truly still very, very near and dear to my heart. And I have a dancer tattooed on my body. I have a quote on the back of my spine that says, "I hope you dance," which kind of has two meanings to it. Obviously, I hope you dance. It was kind of like an homage to the kiddos that I taught because I really enjoyed teaching. But also, if you've ever heard the song, "I Hope You Dance," it's the country song by Leanne Womback. It's just about, you have two choices in front of you, whether you sit it out or dance, and I hope you dance. And I just love that I can relate dance to that in a way of it being so fluid in my life, but being able to express things that maybe you can't share with your words, or just being so, I love dance. It's so beautiful to watch, in my opinion. And obviously, since I'm talking about something that means so much to me, I'm going to assume that as I am discussing this in the context of today's episode, that you might be thinking about one of the most prevalent things that makes you you, whether it is a sport or a creative passion. And I hope that you are thinking about that. I really want you to tailor this to you. But when I moved out to Vancouver specifically, I had come for dance. I was in a semi-professional company, so I was kind of living and breathing dance. It's so much so that I'd work my 8-hour job Monday to Friday. I'd come home, I'd make dinner, my roommate and I would have some time together, whatever it was, and then we would go to dance. And it would be really late at night. I mean, not that late, but 8 p.m. is pretty late to start a 3-hour class, 2.5-hour class, whatever. So that was during the week. And then on the weekend, we had rehearsal as well, a couple hours, few hours here and there. Sometimes it was longer depending upon prepping for shows and stuff like that. And then on top of that, we were taking even more classes that we were required to take. And it was crazy. I remember sometimes we only had this on like two occasions, I feel like, in my first year, but we had to take choreo classes at 10 p.m. because I don't know that the choreographer was able to come in earlier than that, or something with studio booking. I don't really know. But we would dance from 10 p.m. until 12 a.m. Wednesday, Thursday. It was insane. And we might have done that 2 weeks in a row. I feel like that was the case, unless it was only two classes. Regardless, it was insane. Consistently late nights during the week. And it was a lot, especially for me, when I don't function that well and without sleep, and I feel like none of us do. But because I was getting up to go to my office job, like, I needed to be alive for that, you know what I mean? And it was a lot. And so when I had gotten out of the company, I was 24. Yeah, I guess I was 24. And by the time I turned 25, I had never really known what life was like without dance. And even when I was teaching classes in Calgary before I moved out here, I wasn't dancing as heavily. I obviously wasn't competing and going to competitions, but I was still teaching at many different studios and obviously still dancing in some capacity. And so I was at the studio, I would say, every single day. There was maybe one day that I wasn't there. So when my contract with my dance company here ended, I decided that I was going to take a little break. And to be honest, that break is still going on and lasted about 2 years. And during this time, there have definitely been waves where I really, really crave dance. Like, I so deeply miss it. I miss it, especially when I see my friends on stage. I get major FOMO in that. I miss it when I meet up with my dance friends and we get to talk about dance. I also, like, miss it when I hear an incredible new song, or I see people post videos on Instagram, and it looks like amazing. But it's kind of funny, because even though I really, really miss this art and this sport, I would call dance a sport for sure, I haven't really taken a ton of effort to get back into classes full time. And not that I really need to sit and explain myself as to why. There are a multitude of excuses that I've made up in my head for me not wanting to go back, whether it's the cost, the hours with my schedule. I think one of the biggest excuses is the fact that I'm afraid. I'm kind of scared to get back into the studio, and we'll definitely talk about that later. But in addition to missing it and kind of coexisting with that at the same time and craving it deeply, I've also found a new rhythm in my life, which is kind of cool. I found a different routine, one in which I think right now brings me a lot of peace that I don't know that I could have fully attained while I was dancing so much. And I say that because I feel like dance was my main priority, which again was amazing, and there was a time and place for it to be my main priority. But because it was such a main focus, I didn't really have time. I put a lot of things on the back burner, I would say. And so the fact that I'm able to step out of it for a bit and find a different rhythm has kind of changed my perspective on a lot of things, and ultimately why I wanted to talk about this today with you. Because I know I'm not alone in this feeling, at least I hope I'm not. I feel like so many of us have been doing the same extracurricular sport or creative outlet for most of our lives, especially when our parents are throwing stuff at us after school. They're like, get you into doing something. And a lot of us, that thing sticks, whatever it is. And one day it stops. And maybe it's after high school or college where you decide that you're going on a different route and you're not going to explore this passion anymore. And maybe it's not really a passion to you anymore. Maybe you were doing it to appease your parents or was just an extra thing to do and life got busy. But maybe you've stopped it because of an injury, or again, life just took you in a different direction because you've started a family, you've changed careers, you've moved cities, or you just grow into somebody new. And I want you to know that that is so okay, because it's okay to change up your life, and it's okay for having no reason for it other than wanting a change. But the thing is when I stepped away from dance, it felt like a part of my identity disappeared, if that makes sense. Because I was always the dancer. And still to this day, people who've known me since I was little, they often ask, how's dance going? Or are you still dancing? Or people that I haven't seen in a long time, friends from junior high, friends from high school, they'll say, are you still dancing? And when I received that question, it used to sting a lot when people would ask me that question. It's funny because I anticipate people asking me that question. And it kind of hurt back before I kind of fell into this groove of things and acknowledged that life is ever changing and it's okay to change things. I felt like I was letting people down, but more importantly, I also felt like I was letting myself down because I would say, no, I'm not really dancing right now, or I'm taking a break. And I kind of felt guilty in a way. But I started asking myself during this time, or during the times that I'd feel this way, well, who am I beyond dance? And, you know, the question did scare me, but it also opened the door to a different kind of growth that I didn't really anticipate happening, because I realized that this was my chance to be known for other parts of myself. It was a chance for me to create a life that wasn't centered around one passion. And honestly, I've discovered so many things that bring me joy now, things that I didn't have time or space for before. And that's the scary thing. I think that we think that we have to be one thing to fit in one box, especially if your parents paid for this extracurricular of yours for years and years. I mean, I always thought, well, you better be damn good at it and go somewhere, because if not, like, what was all of that money for? What was all that time that you invested that they took to drive you to these sports, that you took out of hours and hours after school? Like, what was it for? You know, I kind of always thought that way. But then I began to really understand that that's really not productive for our growth, because we don't have to fit in one box. We don't have to be one thing. You are allowed to explore. You're allowed to try new things. You're allowed to stick to one thing for many years, like I did with dance, and then decide that you needed a break because there is no guide on the right way to live. And I mean it when I say that if you have a fear of disappointing people, how I just described how I kind of do when people ask me, you know, how's dance going? And I'm not really doing it anymore. If you are afraid that you're disappointing people for not doing the thing anymore that you've always been known for your whole life, I think that that idea is in your head. That idea of disappointment is just within you, because I don't think you're really disappointing anybody. At the end of the day, if you're happy, if you're healthy, and you have desires to succeed in your life, in any area of your life for that matter, you are making the people around you very proud. And maybe the feeling that you're feeling of the disappointment is because you're the one feeling the certain way towards yourself for changing something that hasn't been changed in years. And that is a very, very normal feeling and something that I've, you know, I still struggle with sometimes. But I wanted to share a few things that I incorporate in my weekly and my daily life now that I actually have time for, and because I tend to these different avenues of my life now that I have the capacity to expand beyond this one thing I thought that I had to be known for and that I had to make it in the big leagues with dance. Otherwise, what was it for? But the whole point of this episode is to remind you that you can change things and that's okay. And the feeling that you're feeling, the scary feeling that you have within you, it is probably just because you haven't known a lot of other things aside from this one thing, if that makes sense. But a few of the things that I incorporate now that kind of are non-negotiables for me now, things that bring me a lot of peace, a lot of calm, helps me reset. First of all, number one is I get a better sleep. I usually get 7 to 8 hours every single night instead of just a couple days a week because, you know, I'd be ending late. And obviously there was at least 2 days a week that I wouldn't get 8 hours. And then of course on the weekends, I wouldn't get that either. And having a better sleep is a total game changer. And I know that you guys know this already, but sleep is so crucial. It's actually a really one of the most important things you need to do for yourself. So I'm hoping that you start to make an active effort if you don't have a very good sleep schedule to create a better one. And I feel like if you could take anything away from this episode, it's probably to get a better sleep. And I swear when I moved here, I was so sleep deprived when I was dancing so much, which means I got sick more often because my immune system was down. I was probably moodier with the lack of sleep. And I probably felt like a crazy person a lot of the time. Especially at work, I'm like, what is going on? I'm so tired. But it's so crazy how I just wasn't sleeping that well before, and now I am, and it just makes a total difference. But I actually have time to go on walks, and I go on a lot of nature walks. I go on walks after work, sometimes before, usually on the weekends, and it really is just the time to reset, and it's so grounding and healing to actually be outside in nature. I journal a lot, and sometimes I journal every single day, and sometimes I take months without journaling, but the point is that I actually do have time to sit and reflect when I do feel like journaling, which does help, you know, get my thoughts on paper, just write everything out. If I'm feeling jumbled in my head, I write some thoughts out, and it does make a difference versus I felt like I was forcing myself the few days a week that I had free from dance to sit and journal. And I just wasn't really present for those times. But the fact that I know I have time now and I don't have to do it if I don't want to makes me almost want to do it more, if that makes sense. I have new ways to creatively express myself. And an example of that would be this podcast, where I have a totally different outlet that still feeds that expressive part of me that I need to feed, because I feel like because I'm more artistic and I lead with a lot of creative ways instead of, I'm pretty book smart, I'd say, but less logical in the sense of math and numbers aren't my forte. So writing is definitely my stronger suit. I feel like some people are math and science and then others are like social and English. And I feel like I was definitely more of the social and English side of it. But the fact that I have time to explore other creative outlets is so fun. And I just didn't think that, I don't know that it would have been super possible. I'm sure I could have done this podcast while dancing full time, but I would probably be stretching myself a little bit too thin in all the areas that I needed to tend to. So the fact that I actually have more time, I can explore different things and not just one thing, has been really fun so far. This is so important, but I have more time with my friends and family. And I can actually plan spontaneous weekend trips, or I can just be present with them and not have to think about the fact that I have to dance later or I have to plan for when I need to leave in order to rehearse for the show. You know what I mean? There's just more time to create the relationships with the people that I love. I have different ways to maintain my physical health and fitness. So, you know, I go to the gym regularly. I have time for stretching and yoga and saunas. I get to move my body in new supportive ways than just dancing. And while dance was pretty much the only form of physical activity I got for the majority of my life, and thank goodness I had that, and it was incredible and something that I obviously wanted to do over going to the gym, because at first I really disliked going to the gym, but the fact that I have options is so fun. I love exploring new ways to maintain my physical health. Speaking of new things, I get to try new sports, and I finally have time to explore things that I've kind of avoided throughout the years, whether that was because I was scared of injuring myself, or, you know, I think about the fact that growing up in school, I didn't have time to join the extracurriculars in school. I did do volleyball in junior high, but that was because we had early morning practices, and then the games. I think some of the games actually did conflict with dance, but I couldn't really join any other sport because the scheduling just didn't work. And so the fact that I can try new sports now, you know, after work, or I can sign up for leagues if I wanted to, like different adult leagues. I mean, I haven't, but the option is there. And I think that in and of itself feels a lot more free, because every single time I'd be like, I have dance. That should be written on a t-shirt for sure. But it's cool that you have time to explore new sports now. And I also get to learn new things. And currently I'm learning how to speak Espanol. And I'm like 800 something days on Duolingo. Don't ask me if I'm fluent yet. I'm not. I should be if I'm 800 days on Duolingo. But I don't know. I only do an exercise a day, to be honest, to maintain the streak. I do feel like my Spanish is improving. I think that I know a lot of words. I think I can make out a conversation when somebody has it, but I'm absolutely not fluent. But the fact is I have time to learn a new language or learn other new things if I'd like to learn other new things. Another important thing that I have time for now is expanding my social circle, because I actually have time to meet new people, and I have time to make these new memories, and I have time to tend to other things that are important to me other than just dance. And yes, dance has been such an important aspect of my life, but there are so many other things that are so important in my life that I want to be able to explore, so now I can. Through all of this and through all of the time that I have spent the last 2 years learning to love areas of my life, I have come to realize that you are so much more than the thing that you've always done. And I'm going to repeat that one more time. You are so much more than just the one thing that you've always done. I want to touch on one more thing before we wrap up, which I kind of alluded to in the beginning, is that if you've taken time away from something that you love and you're scared to go back, it is so normal. I'm literally living that fear right now. I think about the fact that I want to go back to dance class when my ankle's fully healed. Hopefully that's soon. I have a fear when I'm in the studio, like, what if I'm not as good as I used to be? What if I've lost it? What if people expect something from me that I can't deliver anymore? Also, it's kind of intimidating when there are so many new dancers in the studio. It's just a lot for me and my overstimulation. But I also know that I'm not the only one that feels that way. And I also know that in my particular circumstance, when I walk into the studio and I fear that, you know, people are going to be judging me, no one is literally paying attention to me as much as they are focused on themselves. Like, everybody is already in their own head. We as dancers in particular are so self-critical. We're just so harsh on ourselves. And I feel like as humans, we naturally are. But we dancers nitpick every little thing. So I know that every dancer is in their own head, because not one time am I in the studio looking at somebody else when I'm trying to learn choreo to be like, oh, why'd they do it like that? No, I'm literally focused on myself and if my lines look good. So the fear that you may have of people judging you, that fear is all in your head. And to be honest, there are, if you're afraid that you're not going to be as good as you used to be, or you're afraid that you're going to be the worst one, quote unquote, in the class, I mean, there are going to be people that are better than you in this passion that you have. That's a given because it's life. People are better at us at other things. And also, you're better than other people at certain things. It doesn't mean that you suck at it, and that doesn't mean that you shouldn't continue doing what you love, even if you take a break from it and come back to it because of this fear that you're suddenly gonna suck. I mean, you're not. You're not. And I want you to remember that just because you may not be doing it the way that you used to, maybe you have lost some flexibility. That doesn't mean you can't get it back. Maybe you are slower to learn or pick up the choreo just because it's been a long time. That doesn't mean that you suck, and that doesn't mean that you've failed. So if you go back to something that you've taken a break from, if you're not doing it in the exact same way, and chances are you won't be doing it in the exact same capacity or way just because life is different now, it does not mean that you failed. And it doesn't mean that it's not still a part of you. Because for me, dance shaped me. It will always be a part of me. It's helped me express myself when I didn't have words. It is in my being, and that just doesn't disappear as quickly as we think. Because it's woven, at least for me, into who I am. And chances are, because I feel this way, you feel the same way about your chosen passion. It will always be within you. And so, whether you go back one day, and same for me, whether I go back to dance one day or never return to it in the same way, that is okay. I will always carry it with me, and so will you. You will always carry what you've been passionate about with you. If you're listening to this and you've felt or you're currently feeling a little lost after stepping away from something that's defined you for so long, you are not alone. And this is your invitation, I guess, now as we wrap up here, to use that feeling to rediscover the other parts within yourself. You can use that feeling to be curious. You can ask yourself some tough questions and the silly ones too, because this is your time to try new things. It's your time to sit in the discomfort that's inevitable because we will feel that way and see what's on the other side of it. Because you're allowed to evolve, you are allowed to grow, and you're also allowed to be known for something else entirely. Because most importantly, you're still you, and that is such a beautiful thing to be. Guys, I really appreciate you tuning in today. I hope this conversation brought you a little bit of peace, or maybe even a spark of inspiration to try something new, or to know that you are so much more than the one thing that you've always done. I know that it has, just talking about it has made me feel a lot better about the situation that I'm in, to know that I am on this beautiful journey, and that just because I am not dancing 7 days a week does not mean that I'm not a dancer anymore. I will always be a dancer. But I hope that something resonated with you today. And if it did, I'd love to hear from you. If you're interested, you can shoot me a message on Instagram. I would love if you could share this with somebody who might need to hear it. Whatever it is, I just appreciate you taking the time to spend this moment of connection with me. And I hope that your week is filled with endless opportunities of joy and love and light. And I am sending all of that incredible energy to you. And I really hope that you feel it. And I cannot wait to connect with you next Monday in our very next episode. So I will talk to you so soon. Okay, bye, guys.